You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with Lucas Gonzalez and his dad, Xavier. Lucas is here because his brought his dad because his dad is the CEO of Emerge Americas, and we're going to talk about Emerge America and why it's bringing technology, a hub, the interface, the collisions that you need to know what's going on in the world today, and hey, maybe raise some money for your business. But before we get started, Lucas, what is it about your dad that you love the most? That he loves you?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was searching for. All right. I had a guest like you once, but he only came by once, but you're welcome anytime. So, Xavier, now, we've got Emerge Americas. It's a conference. I walk in the convention center. It's in the convention center again, right?
Yep, yep.
I walk in. I see a whole big bunch of booths, and what's going on when I walk in?
Well, so what you see is a mixture of the biggest technology companies in the world, a lot of our key partners, and that really kind of runs the gamut of industries and sectors that are doing some innovative work. So there you'll see, you know, you'll see the universities. You'll see FIU, who's done an amazing job every year, the University of Miami, Miami-Dade College, always kind of really putting on display the amazing innovations that they got going on. You'll see companies like Cyxtera, you know, that's in a leader in the cybersecurity space that was launched right here, $3 billion cybersecurity company right in Miami, who's a big sponsor of Emerge Americas. You'll see companies like Visa and American Airlines, large corporations that are driving some really interesting innovation, and you'll see them there. And then they're mixed right in the middle with entrepreneurs and those startups that are coming from all over the world to Miami, looking for opportunities, not only looking to meet investors to raise funds, but looking for partners and looking for clients. And that's one of the great advantages of Emerge Americas, where you're making these powerful collisions that we were talking about earlier. And you'll see that and kind of an excitement and an energy because there are some really powerful connections that are being made on the floor of Emerge. And I mean, we even have, you know, our great partners at Greenberg Traurig, our attorneys, where they're handing out expert advice. We have, you know, Engel and Volkers is our exclusive real estate partner. They do some great work and are doing some really interesting things with technology and VR and things like that. And then you'll see, you know, the setup of CNBC and Telemundo doing live broadcasting live from the event. And one of the things that's a great point of pride for us is, when you look at the annual, you know, all of the events that are going on in Miami throughout the year, you know, we're pretty sure CNBC's one time where they're live broadcasting from our community is at Emerge Americas, and that makes a difference, and it's really a way for us to put our message out on a global stage with the right folks who can invest and can really move businesses and make big decisions that will hopefully kind of be for the betterment of our community.
It's really great that you bring them down here and that you are able to really put the face of Miami on a national and international stage through that type of a channel. So what kinds of things can we look for when we walk around? You know what? Here's a good question. Who is your typical attendee? Because I go, I see my friends that are in technology, but I also see students. I see just everyday people. I go because it's a curious thing. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, so we definitely kind of over-index on executives. And so we have a lot of the C-levels, the presidents, the vice presidents, folks who are really moving businesses. We have the founders and the entrepreneurs who have launched businesses. We have the investors. But you do have kind of that, that's primarily where we focus, the people who can really make some powerful business connections. And then what we like to do is, again, going back to that theme of having the entire ecosystem that drives innovation, right? So again, it's the enterprises, the government officials, the entrepreneurs, and the investors, but what's that next generation going to look like, right? And that's where there are some students, right? So the college students, folks who are coming through some of the coding academies, like the folks that come through our partners at WinCode, and are looking into the job market and are generally excited about technology and are looking to get into the ecosystem in a big way. So there's a little of that for everybody. But when you really kind of look at it and what's the power of the Emerge platform is the folks who are going to come in and do big things. And they're looking to make powerful connections.
So then here's something that I don't know if you do it, but maybe something good in the future is perhaps, I don't want to call it a job fair, but maybe a mentorship connection, a place where people can go make connections, get together and do different things. What are your thoughts about that? I think it'd be kind of nice. No, Lucas, yes. Hey man, everything's cool here. We'll be done in a second, I promise.
So what? So one of the big things that we try to do is make sure that those connections are happening, especially for our entrepreneurs. And that's where you're talking about some of these mentoring and coaching. So part of our startup showcase, which is our startup competition, is providing to all of the entrepreneurs, whether they're in South Florida, whether they're in other parts of the United States, in Latin America, in Europe, even in as far away as Israel that we've had startups from there, is connect them with business leaders who know and can provide good advice and good kind of guidance in specific areas. And so we do a boot camp before the event. We do a physical day of activities and workshops before Emerge Americas actually starts. So they get a lot of value before the day the doors even open on Monday, April 23rd of next year. And so we do that, and we try to make those connections in a very meaningful way. And then in addition to that, when we talk with our partners and our sponsors, and they say to us, hey, we want to very specifically meet with C-level executives from certain sectors, we're able to kind of cull from our attendee base and say, these are the most important people in the sectors that you're looking for, and help make those connections. So we're very hands-on when it comes to that.
Now, how does somebody get information and get involved in that kind of entry-level access point where they can use it as a great base to meet people and start building their network?
Yeah, I think one of the critical things, I mean, you need to go to the website, right? So our website's emergeamericas.org, has a ton of information about what we do on an annual basis. You'll see some of the partners, past speakers that'll give you a good sense of what to expect in 2018. And then there you'll start seeing the information about if you're a startup, how do you get involved? How do you apply to be part of our showcase? If you're a smaller company in the technology space that's looking to either meet folks, investors, new clients, you'll see some of the opportunities to get engaged from that perspective. And if you just want to kind of stay informed about what we're doing at Emerge Americas, easy way to sign up for our emails and stay abreast of everything that we're doing. So emergeamericas.org is a great place. We're obviously on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram posting about our activities as well. So there's a lot of ways to keep up with us, and there's a lot that we're doing. So it's important to stay informed.
You know, technology really plays a big role in my life. I'm going to tease the end of the show here. I use technology to help my wife find her kidney donor. It's a really fascinating story. Facebook, Craigslist, Instagram, LinkedIn, the things that I really was able to really leverage myself and really get out there. And I think that people don't realize the power that technology has today and will continue to have tomorrow. And one of the things I think is real, I saw something today about the Internet of Things. I saw a great event where we talked about the Internet of Things. And it's something people need to embrace. If you embrace this stuff, it will make life more interesting. And if you allow it to, easier.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the power of technology is it's kind of broken down barriers for people to find success in different areas. I think it's a challenge because you need to kind of challenge yourself to continue learning and adapting to what technology brings. But it does bring us a slew of opportunities that are out there. And, I couldn't be happier for you that that technology was able to help you find the kidney and the donor. Really excited and excited for your wife. So this is it's great news, and it's one of the really powerful things that technology enables with social networks. So I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, it's amazing. I met a person I never knew on Facebook. That person introduced me to another person on Facebook. That person did an ad on Craigslist, and a beautiful human being, spiritual person, was able to reach out and fulfill their goal of helping change the world. And I'll say it in a Hanukkah kind of way, bringing light to the world. Yeah. And it really is one of those things. I want to give you the last word. We've got like a minute left. What's the big takeaway from Emerge in our community?
Well, again, I think one of the biggest things that we've seen is the way that we've been embraced by the community. I mean, from the very beginning, again, the partners, whether it's the universities, Miami-Dade County and Mayor Jimenez have stepped up from the very beginning and seeing what could be the potential impact of the development of a technology ecosystem in South Florida. And when you really look at where we have kind of gotten to in 5 years, I mean, we really, a lot of the efforts around what the Knight Foundation has done, big supporter of Emerge, but so many other efforts, that all started in 2012. And so we're 5 years into this journey. And I think that we're just at the beginning of it, right? We're really kind of in the first or second inning of what is potentially going to happen in our community. And it's a big thing that's going to impact all sectors. And I think that Emerge is serving as a catalyst for that and a platform for that, but really to helping to connect, make those kind of powerful connections that we've been talking about.
It's really important. Again, I want to encourage everybody to follow Emerge, go to Emerge. I think you'll find it a real window to the world. It only takes a few hours to walk around and get a real feel for it and to meet some of the really important people that are changing the future of our lives in very meaningful ways. X, how do people find out more about Emerge, get involved, apply to be part of it? What's your website?
Yeah, so the website's emergeamericas.org. And again, our handle on all the social media is at Emerge Americas. So hopefully everybody will go there, find out more information. Our event will be April 23rd and 24th at the Miami Beach Convention Center coming up in 2018. We really do expect it to be the biggest and the best yet. So you join thousands of our closest friends at Emerge in April.
Hey, I want to thank Lucas for bringing his dad out here today to talk about Emerge. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Sanjay Kamampur about how he applies technology to branding yourself in real estate. Sanjay, maybe you got to come out here and meet with our folks at Emerge. I think you'd have some great drag there. Thank you so much. And then again, at the last part of the next half hour, we're going to talk about how I use technology to find Vivian's kidney donor, the blessed person here in Miami. Wanda, let's rock the house. In the city, got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot.